This is KLCC News. I'm Desmond O'Boyle. The biggest comic convention, or Comic-Con, is held annually in San Diego, and one has just sprouted up in Eugene. The first UConn was held over the weekend at the Lane Events Center. Many were dressed as their favorite superhero, villain, video game, or movie character, or just checking out the attractions. Comic-Cons are no longer exclusive to comic books or graphic novels. Patrons of many forms of media participate nowadays, leading to a surge in popularity. I asked people how Comic-Cons have changed over time.
I'm Vegas PG. I'm a cosplayer, costume maker, and actress in Eugene Comic-Con.
And you're dressed up as?
Today I'm Batgirl. It's been really an interesting journey to see how they've grown and changed from these tiny, tiny little venues that, I mean, I remember going to comic book conventions that were a couple of people in a comic book store, and now there are these massive events all over the world. It's mind-boggling.
My name is Scott Hudlow. The name of my business is Comic Wise. You know, a lot of shows have really changed character. This is a brand new show, so it's going to establish its own character. But it's a reflection not only of the changing vendor pool, but also who is attracted to coming to these events, so that as a result, you get a variety of different types of vendors, but you also get a variety of different types of customers.
I'm Mike Pradell, and I am selling happiness in the form of laser swords.
Your booth's
called... Not known as lightsabers, but... Look around. There is everybody from video games, TV shows, graphic novels, movies, etc., comic books from all years for the last, you know, how many years. Now you come to one of these... God, it's like Nerd Oasis. You get your geek on. It's sweet.
My name is Brandy Dixon. Originally, I'm a comic book colorist. I'm dressed as Maleficent from the recent movie.
What's it like being a woman in this scene right now?
Right now, it's actually pretty cool because most people look and don't really notice women in the professional comic book industry as high as guys. So when you got a woman that sits there and makes an impression, it's like a wow moment.
Hello, I'm Peter DeCliver. I am dressed as Halo 4's Master Chief. As cons morph, they kind of evolve over the years into things like cosplay. We got David Frank here from Power Rangers, the Green Ranger, here as a guest signee, which is really quite good for a first-year con.
Doug Vouchel helped organize UConn. He's happy with the turnout and a little surprised by how many people are attending.
It's way more than just comic books now. We have a lot of personalities that are here, like Jim Hacksaw Dugan, Naomi Grossman from the horror show. So there's a lot of really neat actors here, and a lot of people really enjoy being able to meet their favorite TV personality at the different comic cons.
Based off of today so far, do you anticipate there'll be one going on next year?
I'm pretty sure with the response that we have had here that we're going to for sure want to do it next year. That would be a fact.
Organizers estimate anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 people will attend Eugene Comic Con over the weekend. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle at the Lane Events Center.